You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The election denier group True the Vote is one of the loudest and most aggressive in casting doubt on the 2020 election. In Georgia, its claims of fraudulent absentee ballots being deposited in drop boxes was used in a documentary parroted by former President Donald Trump and his allies and led to the banning of drop boxes in several states. In a court filing this week, True the Vote said it had no such evidence. According to the Associated Press, the group filed a complaint with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in 2021, saying it had, quote, a detailed account of coordinated efforts to collect and deposit ballots in drop boxes across metro Atlanta. The Georgia Board of Elections repeatedly requested the evidence from the Texas-based group to no avail. The Board of Elections asked a superior court judge to subpoena the information, resulting in a court filing last week obtained by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. In response to the subpoena, the group said, quote, True the Vote has no such documents in its possession, custody, or control. Such claims fueled the now-debunked documentary 2,000 Mules and drove state legislatures to limit or eliminate drop boxes. The alleged ballot mules shown were legitimate voters or family members delivering ballots. 12 states have since banned drop boxes, and many others have made absentee voting more difficult. We have more reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.